Charlotte! They're so excited about the new word. And they're expecting more visitors today.
Oh, that's wonderful. But we still have to worry about the future. Your life is not secure yet.
I know. But I can face anything with a friend like you. Friendship is one of the most terrific things in the world.
Ah, you better believe it, Buster. And you better not forget the friendship of old Templeton, who just happened to be at the dump all night looking for words to help save your life.
Morning, morning, morning. Terrific. My word. I do believe that was my word.
Sorry, Pig. What have you got so excited you forgot to give me your breakfast this morning? Mrs. Zuckerman threw in a whole piece of apple strudel she's baking for the visitors. That's what you get for being a terrific pig. And I'll let you into a little secret. If all this excitement continues, I might even think about taking you to the county fair. Who knows? You may even win that blue ribbon.
Did you hear that, everybody? The county fair! The county fair! Sheep, what's a county fair?
It happens in a month or so. People show their animals for prizes.
Oh, the county fair. That means I get to live for at least another month.
And maybe longer if you win that blue ribbon.
Charlotte, will you go to the fair with me?
I don't know. The fair comes at a bad time for me.
Nobody's going to the fair yet. Zuckerman said he was just thinking about taking you. If the excitement continues.
Well, that means new words. Templeton, what did you bring?
Well, how's this? It says crunchy. Crunchy would be a good word to write into your web.
It's absolutely awful. It couldn't be worse. We must advertise Wilbur's noble qualities, not his tastiness. Did you bring another word?
How's this? It's the label of an old shirt.
I'm sorry, Templeton, but I'm afraid pre-shrunk is out of the question. Have you got another one?
Oh, you think I am a messenger boy? There. It's from an empty packet of washing powder, and I'm not going back for any more.
With new, radiant action. Oh. Wilbur? Run around. I want to see you in action, to see if you're radiant. Jump in the air. Now do a roll.
What was that?
That was a roll.
Yeah, a bacon roll. Ha ha!
Yes. Do a backflip with a half twist in it. Well, it may not be radiant, but it's interesting.
Actually, I feel radiant. I really do.
Then radiant you shall be. I'd better start writing at once.
Oh, poor Charlotte. This is so much work for you.
I don't mind. You're a good little pig, Wilbur, and you deserve to live. Now, everybody stand in front of me so Zuckerman won't notice that I'm writing if he comes back before I finish. Lamb, will you go and keep lookout? Swing, Cinerette. Let out the thread. The longer it gets, the better it's read.
Templeton would need to go to the fair too. Somebody has to run errands and do general work.
I'm staying right here. I have the slightest interest in fairs.
That's because you've never been to one. A fair is a rat's paradise. Everybody spills food at a fair. Popcorn, ice cream, candy floss, toffee apples, hard-boiled eggs, particles of cheese, cracker crumbs.
Stop! That's enough! You've twisted my whiskers. I shall go.
The beat. Charlotte's working fast.
I pretty well got the hang of it now.
Look out! Here come some visitors. Looks like there's the women's and the animals and our reporter. He's got a camera.
Hurry, Charlotte.
I'm almost finished. Just had to cross the final T. Over to the right. Hey, outline. Attach.
They're almost here.
Repeat. Attach. And finished.
Oh, Right this way, everybody. Here we are. Make room for the photographer from the Weekly Chronicle.
May I have my picture taken with Wilbur?
Sure, young lady. Now, Mr. Zuckerman, you and the young lady...